Welcome to Palm Tree Talks, a podcast dedicated to creating a stress-free life. My name is Astrid and I'm the founder of palmtreemoments.com. I invite you to join me as I dive into the personal development system called Human Design. Let's talk about travel, business, mindset, self-love, and stress reduction, and how to translate the insights of the Human Design system into your travel and work life. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening from. Welcome to this new episode of the Palm Tree Talks podcast. In this episode, we're diving into the fascinating world of human design to understand the difference between the manifesting generator and the generators. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to have boundless energy and are always moving from one project to another, while others thrive when they're deeply engaged in a single task? Well, that's where human design comes in. It offers valuable insights into our individual energy dynamics, preferences, and life paths. Before we dive into the details, let's recap the basic foundation. In human design, we recognize four primary types: the generator, the manifestor, the projector, and the reflector. Each type possesses a distinct energy exchange with their environment through their aura. However, when the term manifesting generator is mentioned, it refers to a hybrid or a subtype. The manifesting generator is essentially a generator with manifesting properties. It's important to note that a manifesting generator is still a generator, meaning the strategy of waiting to respond applies to them as well. In a later episode in this podcast series, we're diving deeper into the different strategies per type. The similarity between a pure generator and a manifesting generator is the defined sacral center. If you want to look at the sacral center in your human design chart, it's a square almost at the bottom of the chart that kind of have two wings in the form of two triangles, the spleen and the solar plexus. So the bottom rectangle is the root and the one just above it, that's the sacral center. If you do not yet have your human design chart, you can get your human design chart for free if you go to my website, www.palmtreemoments.com, and navigate to free resources. Then you will be directed to the right source to fill in your birth information, so birth time, birth place, and your birthday, that is needed to calculate your personal human design chart. So what sets the manifesting generators apart from the generators? That is the additional connection they have, a motor connection to their throat, on top of their defined sacral center. This unique blend of energy and creativity empowers manifesting generators to excel in manifesting their desires and bringing their ideas to fruition. If you would have a connection between the throat center and a motor center, but the sacral center is wide, so open or undefined, then you will be a manifestor. So the key to being a manifestor generator is a defined or colored sacral center. Manifesting generators possess abundant energy and drive, which they can channel into creating and manifesting their goals and desires. However, it is crucial to understand that being a manifesting generator does not make them a manifestor. The strategy of waiting to respond can be challenging for manifesting generators due to their quick-paced nature, often leading to missteps. With their enormous energy capacity and potential, manifesting generators thrive on change, variety, and stimulation. They have a natural inclination towards needing multiple satisfying outlets for their energy. It's their unique wiring that allows them to experience the world with such intensity and adaptability. The classic definition of a manifesting generator lies in the channel of charisma. That's the connection between the 34th gate in the sacral center and the 20th gate in the throat center. It's worth noting that manifesting generators can also have different definitions to various other channels. An indirect channel between a motor sensor and a trope, for example via the spleen. In the last episode about generators, we talked about the humming of the pure generators. While the traditional sacral response in generators is often expressed through guttural sounds like manifesting generators may express this channel verbally as a simple yes or no using their voice. To embrace their authenticity, manifesting generators need to trust their own inner guidance and not overly rely on the responses of others. Additionally, it is crucial for them to be mindful of taking on only a few projects at the same time. Manifesting generators have a tendency to become overwhelmed and burned out due to their enthusiastic and fast-paced nature. On the other hand, generators move step by step, displaying thoroughness and patience. This doesn't mean that they're necessarily slow, and it certainly doesn't imply that they're always behind manifesting generators. In fact, sometimes manifesting generators find themselves needing to backtrack and redo certain steps they skipped over, which consumes time and energy. Meanwhile, generators continue their steady progression forward, step by step. To illustrate the difference between the manifesting generators and the generators, let's revisit the classic story of the tortoise and the hare. We can clarify the difference between a manifesting generator or the express builder in the PG5 business language and a generator or the classical builder to the story of the tortoise and the hare. Both enter the race. The tortoise is going step by step towards the finish line. He may not go as fast as the other animals, but he is consistent in his pace. The hare jumps from place to place, from A to Z to C to H. He seems all over the place and gets so distracted that he forgets that he's competing. As the tortoise walks across the finish line through his step-by-step process, the hare realizes that he must hurry to get across the finish line quickly as well. He thought he was moving fast, but he was still overtaken by the slower tortoise. So the hare was incredibly fast but easily distracted, while the tortoise was slow and steady. And in that way, the hare represents the manifesting generator, and the tortoise represents the generator in the human design system. Manifesting generators, like the hare, have a lot of energy that allows them to juggle multiple interests and projects simultaneously. They often have bursts of speed and enthusiasm, just like the hare racing to the meadow. These individuals are known for their ability to manifest their desires swiftly and jump from one opportunity to another. On the other hand, generators, like the tortoise, have a consistent and sustainable energy that thrives when they're deeply engaged in something that aligns with their passions. They may not be the quickest of the mark, but once they set their focus on a specific task or goal, they have the endurance to go to the distance. Just as the tortoise and the hare had different approaches to the race, manifesting generators and generators have unique qualities. However, it's important to note that everyone's human design is complex and consists of multiple elements beyond just their definition and their type. While a manifesting generator might have a faster pace, both a manifesting generator and a generator have their unique strengths and contributions to make. It's all about embracing your own energy and leveraging it in a way that aligns with your authentic self. So how can understanding these differences benefit you? By recognizing when you are a manifesting generator or a generator yourself, you can align your actions and decisions with your energy type, leading to a more fulfilling and successful life. Understanding the different types and how different their energy shines through them can also help you have more compassion or patience with the people around you. It's very useful to know what the different types of your immediate family are, or your partner. This will give you a lot of insights in understanding certain parts of your behavior, but also certain patterns in your own childhood growing up. But also from a business point of view, it can be very insightful. 70% of the world is a generator, according to the data of the Jovian Archive, calculated from 25 million charts. If you would translate that to your target group, then 70% of your target group is benefiting from yes-no questions instead of all the open questions we fire at them constantly. It is also interesting to consider the utility of a checklist. Generators would appreciate a checklist because it allows them to check off completed tasks and witness their progress. On the other hand, manifesting generators would find it useful as a tool to stay focused on what needs to be done, helping them avoid those frustrating moments of realizing they missed something important due to their quick pace. In my conversations with my coaching clients, I use this metaphor to explain the difference between a generator and a manifesting generator. In the previous episode, I talked about the metaphor, the generator being the diesel train. Slow and steady, but you must slow down if you want to pivot your course. The diesel train can go on and on and on, and it only takes small breaks at the stations before they can go onwards again. Well, the manifesting generator is a Formula One race car. It can move really, really fast. But in order to sustain that energy on that level, there must be a 2-week rest period in between the races. Manifesting energy comes in bursts, and Formula One race cars cannot perform non-stop at the speed and power that it displays at a race. It needs downtime as well, otherwise the rubber melts away from the wheel, right? One notable trait of a manifesting generator is their ability to make quick adjustments. They possess a natural talent for finding shortcuts and discovering faster or easier ways to accomplish tasks. However, this swift approach can sometimes result in skipping important steps or details, requiring the manifesting generator to go back and make adjustments later on. While the ability to see shortcuts is indeed an asset, it's crucial for a manifesting generator to find a balance between efficiency and thoroughness. Awareness of their tendency to take shortcuts enables them to make conscious decisions about when it's appropriate to streamline their actions and when it's necessary to slow down and ensure all aspects are properly addressed. Another key difference lies in how manifesting generators engage with their primal response, which is typically expressed to sound from their sacral center to their motor throat connections. The manifesting generators have a unique ability to override this primal response more easily than other types. As a result, they often get a taste of the action to confirm whether it aligns with their true energy. For example, if you ask a manifesting generator if he or she would like to go for a walk, a generator can make a decision and then that's it. It's either going or not going. But a manifesting generator will need to dip their toe in the water first. He or she might collect his hiking boots and get his jacket on, and then when he or she steps out of the door, this is when the decision to go is made. Often they are blamed with being fickle, but this is just how their energy works and how their decision-making process works. So be gentle with them. And again, compassion, right? If you understand these differences, you get more compassion for the people around you, instead of thinking about why do you change your mind all the time and all the mental thoughts that we have based on an action like this, being fickle, like, shall I go, shall I not go? Everybody works different. And understanding those differences can just really help with your general love for people around you. So, to sum it up, while both generators and manifesting generators have a defined sacral center and generate their life force energy from there, manifesting generators also have a direct line between their throat center and a motor center. This additional connection grants them a special ability to manifest their desires swiftly and creatively, but they still share the fundamental strategy of waiting to respond with their fellow generators. As we wrap up today's episode, It's important to appreciate the unique qualities and potentials of the different types from the human design system. And understanding and embracing your own specific human design type, whether you're a generator or a manifesting generator or a projector, manifestor or reflector, this empowers you to make decisions and take actions in alignment with your authentic self and maximize your creative potential. And that's it for today's episode of Palm Tree Talks. Join us next time as we explore more intriguing topics on mindset, human design, and stress reduction. Until then, embrace your unique energy and continue to manifest your dreams. Thank you so much for sharing a piece of your day with me while listening to this episode of the Palm Tree Talks podcast. Did you find it interesting and want to learn more about stress reduction, mindset, and human design? Be sure to check out the free resources at palmtreemoments.com. Do you have any questions for the podcast? As a sacral 5-1 generator, I love to respond to your questions. Send me a voice message or DM to my Instagram account at palmtree.moments. And your question might end up in an episode. And if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. It really helps to get the word out to other people who might benefit from experiencing less stress and live a life with more flow and self-love. Have a happy morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever in the world you're listening from. And until next time.